I define wealth as your ability to do whatever you want, whenever you want, wherever you want. And in order to do that, you need health. You need relationships in order to move around effectively. You need money. Your finances need to be secure. Your mind needs to be in check. It doesn't matter if you're healthy physically and have a ton of money if your mind is completely fucked, right? I know a ton of, dude, look at all the celebrities. Look at all the actresses and actors that kill themselves. They have money. They have fame. They have good physiques. They look nice. They have all this shit, but their mind is corrupted. So the goal to be wealthy is your mind needs to be healthy. Your body needs to be healthy. Your bank account needs to be healthy. Wealth, by definition, is abundance. So what is abundance? Making sure that everything in life is properly set up. You don't want to have an abundant bank account and an empty mind. You don't want to have a destroyed body, right? Or destroyed relationships and have $1 billion. Every billionaire that I've talked to, I think a total, it's been like six. Everybody tells me the two most important things in their life right now is lifespan longevity, biohacking, like how do I increase my life, and how do I spend more time with the people that I love. But they understood that in order to maximize health and money, they needed, excuse me, health and relationships, they needed money. So they went, they got the bag, but they didn't let the bag identify them. And once they got the bag, they shifted their priorities. The problem is people don't know how to reinvent themselves. I reinvented myself multiple times. People confine you to a box.
You'll do it again.
First, they were like, Luke is the e-com guy. Did fucking millions and millions and millions of dollars in e-commerce. Went and did consulting. But no, he's the e-com guy. I'm whatever the fuck I want to
be. Well, I was the NFT guy.
There you go. So you're in a situation right now where people are going to always try to box you up and limit you. But if your mind can be freed, your mind can be limitless. And it's limitless based off of the information that you inject into it. The information that you have, and I've said this before, has given you the life that you have. So if you want a different life, input different information.